Okay, shall we start the really last session of this academy? So our title is Science and Technology for Disaster Risk Reduction. This is organized by Science Council of Japan and the Royal Society with advice from UNESCO. I'm Toshio Koike, the professor at the University of Tokyo and director of the International Center for the Water Hazard and Risk Management, ICHAM. So in previous session, we had a very intense discussion on resilience related to the disaster risk reduction. So let me summarize our present status. So our human factors, such as globalization, population growth, poverty, urbanization, and changes in land use, are aggravating the negative consequences of natural hazard. The losses are increasing in both developed and developing countries. So in this interconnected world, we know the impact of the Japanese the great earthquake and impact of the Thailand the flood. The such an impact of the event immediately across the borders and can lead to cascading the consequences even to geographically remote areas. We have increased the scientific knowledge and technology. However, we have not been successful in demonstrating concrete methodologies for disaster risk reduction and in convincing those who are not familiar with disaster risk. So in pursuit of the human security, we need to consolidate sustainable development, disaster risk reduction, and climate change mitigation adaptation, as we discussed so many times. In this year, we had a very big the three global agendas, the Sendai Framework for Disaster Risk Reduction, and Sustainable Development Goals, and we have the COP21, and the new framework will be decided, if possible. So to address these issues, we set up the two questions for this session. As we discussed, and in this session, we will discuss the interdisciplinary work or research critically important for our addressing the disaster risk reduction. Actually, how can we promote interdisciplinary research on disaster risk reduction? Through the discussion, we would identify the barriers against the interdisciplinary research, and how can we get over the barrier? So this is the first question. The second question. As I discussed, our consolidation of the sustainable development, disaster risk reduction, climate change mitigation, adaptation. So, but how can we realize the sustainable development goals through the way for disaster risk reduction? We would identify the model case, the best practice, and summarize our concept. So we set up these two questions, and we have four presenters. Actually, we have three presenters on the front desk, but we have remote connection with another presenter. So I would introduce our four presenters. Firstly, Professor Takashi Onishi, President Science Council of Japan, and President Toyohashi University of Technology. He is going to make a presentation on the the contribution of science and technology to disaster risk reduction, what should we learn the past experiences? The second presenter is Professor Hugo Romero, Department of Geography, University of Chile. He is going to make a presentation on the disaster risk reduction and challenges for internationally applied research in Latin America. And then we would invite Professor Paul Bates, University of Bristol and the Royal Society Working Group member. His presentation title is End-to-End Scientific Support for Disaster Risk Reduction. Finally, through the internet connection, we would invite the Professor Susan Carter, the Department of the Geography, University of South Carolina. Her presentation title is The Role of the Integrated Science for Disaster Risk Management Policy and Practice. So our four presenters, they will address our two key questions. After the presentations, we would have a panel discussion, including the audience, yourself. So firstly, we would like to invite Professor Takahashi Onishi for his presentation.